morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of February, 2019. This shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Malachi 3:17. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine the word, and thou gavest them me, and they kept thy word. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me, where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. John 17, 6, 9, 10, and 24. I will come again and receive you unto myself. He shall come to be glorified in his saints. John 14, 3. And to be admired in all them that believe in that day, we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of the God. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 and Isaiah 62:3. I want to welcome everyone aboard this morning that has joined us. Rondine Wainer, James Henning, Primister, Lee Trent, David Kimmel, and M.J. Abos. It's good to have you with us this morning. We have so many promises, great and precious promises in the Bible. And we used to sing a song, Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring. Joy in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. God is the one that causes us to embrace his promises that he's given us in his word. You know, we have his precious word as a solace for us in this lifetime. We have to go through many things. We have many struggles. We have many trials. We have many heartaches, many sufferings, physical and spiritual. But God, through his Son Jesus Christ, has gone through every one of those things. He's been touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Good morning, Scott Calvert. Welcome aboard. So he knows that we are dust. He knows our frame. And he knows that we need his sustaining grace. That's why he provides it, is because he has our welfare in mind as his little children. That's why when we read the 23rd Psalm, it takes on a whole new meaning to us as his children. The Lord is my shepherd. We can own it. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, we have in that Psalm 23 the absolute comfort of knowing that God will preserve us until we are in his presence. I'm glad that he is a merciful, forgiving, and loving God. So this morning, this Sunday morning, be encouraged and realize that he is our hope. He is our stay. He's our comfort along the way. And we can definitely stand on his promises. Christ awed the disciples when on the boat they saw the wind and tempest tossing and the raging of the sea. Then Christ said, "Peace be still," and it became calm as could be. "Who is this," they said, "that even the wind and sea obey him?" The creator of the universe who had come to earth as man. Yes, he was fully God, yet he was fully man. And he still holds the wind and seas in the palm of his mighty hand. Well, you know, when we are meditating and contemplating on the things of the Lord, His Holy Spirit is very present with us, is it not? I like the early morning time for meditation and devotion. Early in the morning, I have found early in the morning is the best time to commune with God, when I'm not bothered by the noise of all the crowd, when my thoughts are centered on Him and His precious Word, when outside I hear the chirping of the birds, when I see the beautiful sunrise and hear the gentle breeze, gives me the calm assurance that Christ did His Father please when He died for me. Yes, it's early in the morning when I can praise Him and thank my Heavenly Father for setting me free. I like the early morning hours. You know, I live in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, where God's beauty is displayed. In all its finest majesty, God's colors are arrayed. David says, "I look into the hills from which cometh my strength." He's higher than the mountains, but He created them to show us a picture of the Godhead. Through His creation, we can see Him. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Good morning, Sonny Babu and Pastor Gil Massey. Hi. Glad to have you with us this morning. "I'm glad God's mercies are new each day. This gives the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end." Well, I never get tired of focusing on God's mercy and His grace, because I know I need it. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Amen. "Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, but in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more day trial of plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal grief, place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the test of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease and I won't remember the past, for my tears will be all wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over. I now can see His charms." Well, I like to focus on the beauty of my Savior and the wonderful work that He's done for me. when I look at the beauty of the earth with it, all of its majesty, I can't help but be reminded how the Creator died on the tree. The very tree He made just for the sacrifice and placed there, He paid the price for me. Sure. I'm sure the beauty at Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain. But on resurrection morning, the beauty must burst forth with glory. Good morning, Iqbal Masih, Pastor. I'm sure the beauty at Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain, but on resurrection morning, the beauty must have burst forth with the glory of our Savior, and all creation clapping its hands in praise, showing Him its pleasure. Yes, the beauty of the earth reveals a mighty Creator and King, and most importantly, the angels in heaven sing, worshiping the Lamb that was slain, He our redemption did bring. Well, I want to read a couple more of these poems, and I hope that they have been a blessing to you this morning. I get comfort from focusing on the wonder of God's grace, the wonder of His grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send His dear Son to die for a wretch so unworthy and undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the One who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on His face and continue to thank Him for the wonder of grace. Well, I hope that you have a blessed Sunday today. And I want to end this devotional with something that I have read many times, if I can find it. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Just like the apostle said, I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserved the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree, and cry out while He was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness He did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. I hope that is your testimony this morning as well. May the good Lord be with you. Make His face to shine upon you. And give you peace is my prayer. God bless.